Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. I don't know about you, but in the past, I really struggled with judging people. I was almost conditioned to judge people because in the community I grew up in, it was the norm. It didn't make it okay, but it was common. And I guess it still is. People get judged by everything, from how much money they have, their grades in school, their skin tone, their appearance, their sexuality, and so on. Gossiping and passing judgments seems to be one of our greatest addictions. I mean, just go and look on Twitter and see what's trending. Or look at how well gossip websites, newspapers, and magazines do. Especially when the focus is on how terrible someone's life is or what's wrong with them. People are just drawn to these things. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be a saint and like I'm completely free from judging people, because there will be times where I naturally do it. But I do it much less than I used to, and I believe it's partly because I've reconditioned my thought process when I see, meet, or hear about other people. Judging others is a very unhealthy habit that sucks the love out of us. It can make us have ill feelings towards someone, make us rude towards them, and spew hate about them behind their back. And unlike the regular laws around magnets, the universe gives us things on a like-for-like basis. So, if we're being mean towards others, life is going to be mean towards us by giving us a series of undesirable experiences. So, what should you do before you pass judgment on someone, or even after you've done it? Well, firstly, you should remember to have a humble attitude. The truth is, you're not perfect, and that's okay. If you judge someone for their appearance, for example, remember, there are probably things you're insecure about too. Someone may have a bigger nose than yours, but you might have a bigger forehead than them, and this might be something you dislike about yourself. Also, a bigger nose doesn't automatically translate to ugly. We may have just been taught to think like this. We all have features which are unique to us. If you're judging someone for their mistakes, just remember, you've also made a number of mistakes in the past. Some mistakes may be deemed bigger than others, but none of us are perfect. We are all learning and growing throughout life. If people judged you for your past mistakes, how would you feel? You've hopefully changed since then, so don't forget that others can change too. You don't need to give them a hard time. You are not their God. Ultimately, judging others is quite hypocritical when we consider how perfectly flawed we are ourselves. Counting someone's sins or imperfections will not reduce yours. Follow on from these thoughts by asking yourself if you would like it if it was the other way around, if someone was judging you for something. In most cases, you would feel bad about it or defend it. You may pretend like you wouldn't care, but unless you've evolved, you probably would. Also, if you have evolved spiritually, you may not be judging people in the first place. The truth is, your thoughts and actions towards them could be hurtful. If you put yourself in their place, you might see this more clearly. Furthermore, they might not be able to do anything about the thing you're judging them for. For example, if they're extremely short, then that's just the way they were designed. They can't exactly ring God and ask them for an exchange or refund. Plus, if you believe that God created us, then by criticizing them for how they appear, like calling them ugly, is offensive to God's work. Also, do you really believe God created people with the word ugly in mind? If you're judging them based on something you've heard or read, remember that it might not be true or the fuller picture. There is always a reason as to why someone is the way they are and a reason why people do certain things. Instead of criticizing, encourage yourself to be more understanding and empowering. If I catch myself judging others, I also remind myself that I can be a part of the problem or the solution in this world. We all desire change and we all want others to treat us well and be good human beings. But that change starts with us. So try not to be a hypocrite and lead by example. Be the change you seek. Once you realize that you want to be a part of the solution and not the problem, change your focus. Look for this person's good qualities, even if that means you have to look really hard. If we go back to the example of the person with the big nose, then we could ask ourselves, what makes this person beautiful? They could have mesmerizing eyes. They could be a cheery person. They could just be great to be around. We should be focusing on these things. It's all about changing your perspective, seeing things in a different way. If you remember the things I've discussed in this episode every time you begin to judge someone, then eventually you will recondition your mind to view others in a more positive way. I must mention that throughout this thought process, be honest with yourself. Don't lie. No one is recording your thoughts. In a world where authenticity is rare, at least keep it real in your mind. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.